are at the Skowhegan Area Middle School, and we're going to tell you a little bit about our after-school program. Currently, we have one on photography and filmmaking, and I have a guest here, Trevor, and he's going to talk to you a little bit about what he's learned. Trevor, why don't you tell them what you decided to do when the class first started?
I chose to take pictures because I've never done it before, and I had just come in when they started making movies, and so I wasn't there when they made when they took pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to learn to do that first.
So you used a still camera?
Yep.
And where did you find the subjects? What pictures did you take?
The pictures of the artwork that the art students made,
mm-hmm.
and some of the stuff inside, just the school stuff.
Okay.
Much.
And then what did you do with the pictures after you were done?
I uploaded them into iPhoto,
mm-hmm.
and then if you go to iTunes, you can, if you go to iMovie,
mm-hmm.
you can click on media,
mm-hmm.
and you will have iTunes and iPhoto,
oh.
and my pictures were right in the iPhoto section.
Ah, so did you have to edit them at all in iPhoto?
Yes.
Great. So you learned some of the features of how to crop them and make them more clear or get rid of the red eye, things like that?
Yeah.
Great. So now what are you working on, a movie?
Yes.
And do you know your topic yet?
Mm,
no, haven't quite decided. What about any techniques that you learned that a filmmaker needs to think about when they're planning a film?
Not to use Zoom too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to use a tripod is important.
Yeah, good idea. All right, those are just a few things on Trevor's mind right now as we're in our after-school program, but we'll keep you posted. We're learning a lot of new things here at the Skowhegan Area Middle School.